It's a gain of 13 here at the back end of the quarter. And just a quick mention, John, that completion by Tom Brady was his 4,000th of his career. He did 8 passes complete tonight coming in. And another mark for Tom.
Well, if you were following the Patriots' scoring drive against Carolina on Monday Night Football, that was a useful tidbit. But there's ESPN announcer Mike Tirico calling the action on the field, which is about 2.5 tons of high-speed hubbub, and he's keeping track of the game stats in progress, too? No, the stat was put in front of his face on a little piece of paper, like a clandestine note in 7th grade social studies. Except the passer alonger wasn't a tween gossip. It was a very circumspect senior citizen with bad handwriting and white hair. Marty Aronoff, elder statesman of broadcast statisticians. For the past 30 years full-time and 8 part-time years before that, Aronoff has been scribbling statistical nuggets for broadcast announcers on all major networks and plenty of minor ones. Even at the age of 75, he's traveling 200 days a year to do it.
Tomorrow, I fly from Washington, my home, to Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm doing football Saturday, Michigan State at Nebraska. Sunday morning, I will fly back to Washington. I have a college basketball game that evening, Oregon State at Maryland. Monday morning, I will be flying to Charlotte, North Carolina for Monday night ESPN NFL appearance with Mike Tirico and John Gruden. The game is New England at Carolina. Then I will be home Tuesday, and those are the next 4 days.
And on Wednesday, he rested. This 200 days a year. When you show up in the booth as the statistician, what exactly do you do?
I sit right next to the play-by-play announcer, and I supply them information that I observe as the game goes on, trends that are developing. It may be a historical note. It may be something about an individual's recent performance and how he's doing that particular night. I listen very carefully to everything that's being said by the announcers. I'm there to supplement what they're doing. I have to be concise, accurate, and timely, very timely. I can't let something happen 3 plays ago and now suddenly I'm showing him something.
Many a young man has lay awake at night imagining being on the pitcher's mound for the New York Yankees or being the quarterback for the Chicago Bears. I'm sure many have done voiceovers of games imagining themselves to be the broadcasters who sit in the booth and bring the game to the viewers and listeners at home. My guess is that there's been hardly a little boy or girl who has lay awake at night dreaming of feeding stats. Did you, as a kid, harbor that fantasy of someday telling a play-by-play man how many blown saves Mariano Rivera had recorded to date?
Never. I got an undergraduate degree in mathematics at Penn State and an MBA at Northwestern, and I worked for the federal government here in Washington for 17 years. I started doing this as a sideline well into my professional career with the government. It just happened by accident that I had the opportunity to help a friend of mine, Warner Wolf, who got the play-by-play assignment with the then Washington Bullets in 1975. And I was doing a lot of traveling. And I said, Warner, if I'm ever in a city where you're doing a game, why don't I stop by and just help you out, give you some numbers? And he said, great, let's try it. But I never, when I was growing up, thought of this. It was really fate that put me into this. And by the time I started doing this full time, you know, I was into my 40s.
We are living in the golden age of sports statistics. The digital revolution and fantasy sports have created a huge demand and the tools for meeting the demand. Now, you've spent the lion's share of your career having little at your beck and call than the fact books that the leagues and the teams provided. Now you have access to just all of this extraordinary detail, almost absurd detail. Do you find that it helps, or are you like, you know, the former Soviet emigres in a supermarket who are overwhelmed by the choice?
Well, you're absolutely right. I have so much information available to me. A lot of what I have to do is be very selective. There are people who do what I do, especially younger people, who want to make themselves known by the volume of notes they give to the announcer. So they throw things at him or her, and not all of them are really that relevant. They're more just to show that the statistician is on the ball and he's got a lot of information. But I'm very selective. I pick my spots.
And finally, was there one moment in all of the thousands of games that you've done stats for that made you want to just jump up and give yourself a high five because you had just the thing for just the moment that people would remember beyond the play itself?
People remember Bill Mazeroski in 1960 for the Pirates.
It is all over in one of the most dramatic finishes on history. Bill Mazeroski has hit his second World Series home run over the left field barrier 406 feet away, and the Pirates are the 1960 World Champions of Baseball.
Joe Carter in 1993, and of course, Bobby Thompson.
Bobby Thompson.
One out, last of the ninth, back of pitches. Bobby Thompson takes a strike call on the inside corner. Bobby hitting at 292. Back of throws. There's a long strike. It's going to be, I believe. The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant.
I remember 2003 American League Champions Series between the Yankees and the Red Sox, and I had just given the announcer, as we go into the 11th inning in the tie game, this could be an opportunity for another historic moment. And Aaron Boone comes up, and Boone hits the home run, wins the game, and the announcer gives me a big thumbs up because he just said that.
Marty, thanks again.
Thank you, Val. It's a pleasure.
Marty Aronoff is a freelance sports statistician for a number of famous name broadcast networks.
By three, as Boone hits it to deep left, that might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.